Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's Google I.O. week, and boy, are our arms tired. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Boy, are the iPad users actually going to be happy about it.
There's some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, Square's new iPad solution, very cool. The App Store's 50 billionth download, and BlackBerry is coming to iOS.
All that and breakouts on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer and from your iPad and iPhone, too. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com and use the promo code iPad. And by Shutterstock.com. With over 20 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code iPadToday5. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPadToday.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. What are you doing?
I'm doing some yoga.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Let's open up our shoulders, shall
we?
I can't even
do that. Where do you start?
I do it better on one side than the other side. You cross sort of around the elbows.
Oh, no, I can see what you're doing. I just can't.
You can't get there.
Get there.
You need
there.
To do a little yoga, old Pilates
I do. Well, we don't do this in Pilates.
That's
in fact,
what I'm saying.
I'm wondering if one does this in life at all. Is this how you hold your iPad?
It's not how you do anything.
Well,
it
then
just helps
what
you,
do I need to do it for?
It helps you open up your shoulder blades.
My shoulders
it's
are
about
fine.
It's about stretching. Stretching. Kick and stretch. Hi.
Is this iPad Today?
It
or
is.
Did I dial up the wrong show?
It's iPad Today. I just thought that maybe we could start incorporating...
I worked up a sweat doing that stretch.
Did you?
That's hard work.
That's how you know you need more yoga in your life. I don't actually do yoga. I'm pretending like I do. But
well,
I know
did that very well.
Well, it's one of their things.
Here,
you
I'm
do
gonna,
this,
I'll
and
show
then
you. This
and
is
then
my,
you sort of kneel and
I
whatever.
Can do the warrior pose.
Oh, boy.
No, I better not.
Yeah. Better not. No pant slips, but today.
So today we're going to, it's the day after Google I.O.'s big keynote.
Right.
You guys were there for 3.5 hours covering that.
Well,
Tom
you were,
and you and Aaron Newcomb. We were
covering it remotely. You were there.
Jeff,
actually.
Gina, and I were sitting in, and it was long, but it was, I thought, very interesting. I really feel like Google is kind of stepping up now in some way as a leader.
Yeah.
And what we've seen bits and pieces of are starting to congeal or gel, depending on your point of view, into a kind of unified whole, and you're kind of starting to see the landscape from here. And Google really wants to get, you know, unified everything. Mm-hmm. They said the word cross-platform a lot, and for iPad users, that's relevant because they're doing stuff on iOS. They're one of the top developers for iOS.
And I know there are a lot of people who sometimes will get emails after shows like this, and they'll say, well, why didn't you just say off the bat that you were going to talk about Google for the whole show? First of all, we're not. But the whole point of Google I.O. and why it's relevant for iPad users is a lot of this stuff is either available on the iPad now or will be coming to the iPad eventually, like the new and improved Google Maps, which are awesome.
Oh, did you love those?
I tried to get access. I requested an invite.
Yeah,
I don't have it yet.
You have to do it. The maps are on the web. Pretty much.
Yes.
But we will see new mobile apps as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you figure once you have access, there's no reason why you couldn't access it in Safari on your iPad
as well. Right. And it does say, in fact, it's kind of ironic.
Because
I went there yesterday when we were doing This Week in Google, and I went there on the Google Pixel, which is Google's Chrome OS, and it said, your browser's not supported, but Safari is.
That's weird.
So it is supported in Safari.
Yeah.
And I presume when they say Safari, they mean Macintosh desktop, but also Safari on the iPad.
And a lot of what I feel like is exciting about Maps is more of that discovery, which is what a variety of iPad apps do a really good job with. The Yelp app, for example, if you want to know a little bit more about a restaurant that's showing up in Google Maps that's nearby you, there's a, you know, sort of a nice hover over menu where you get more information about how many stars that restaurant has received, if anybody who's a Google Plus friend of yours has rated it, address, hours of operation, menu links, that sort of thing. So, I mean, I've always loved Google Maps. I mean, it was Google Maps took forever to have a standalone app once Apple stripped it out in iOS 6.
But it's here now.
But it's here now, yeah. And it's my apps or my map app of choice. So I'm excited about the new maps.
Unfortunately, a lot of the things Google announced are not available yet or are available on the desktop. For instance, they did a new layout for Google Plus.
Yes.
Which makes Google, in my opinion, now there's a lot of dissension. Some of the Google Plus users said, no, I want back my one column, and you can get it back on the desktop. But it did not change what we see on the mobile experience.
But I feel like Google Plus on an iPad is a little bit closer. A lot of people call it the Pinterestification of Google
Plus. It does look like Pinterest,
doesn't it? It is, well, because it's got the tiles. And
it everything. Looks like a magazine. I mean, you could say that, too.
I guess so. That's weird.
It's a two or, apparently, if you're wide enough screen, three-column layout instead of the single-column layout.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I really like about it, at least on the desktop, and I guess you'll see it in Safari, too, is that it's 3D in the sense that the cards, and each post is a card, can be flipped over for more information. So if there is a, when you post on the new Google Plus, it will automatically, if you have this turned on and you can disable it, it'll automatically assign hashtags based on your post. If you're looking at a post and you see a hashtag, you can tap that, the card will flip around and related posts will show up on the other side.
I like that.
I think that's really great. It's much more about browsing than, you know, Twitter, you read a stream, and Facebook, you kind of read a stream, and Google Plus, initially, you read a stream, but now it's kind of more like browsing a magazine. I really like it.
It reminds me of quite a few Tumblr themes. This is a very common type of a, hey, let's just put a bunch of information together that I see on Tumblr.
This is the mobile layout, essentially. I mean, if I look at Google...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like it's closer to the Google Plus app on the iPad than it was before.
I think that's fair. I mean, this fills the screen and it doesn't on the desktop. You have some stuff on the side here. You have a home button, but this is kind of like that home button. I guess you're right. I think they are somewhat influenced by what they've done in mobile. And what's great about mobile and now in the desktop is these big images. I just really like that. I think there's also, it's probably tempting to start using Google for photo storage. They've upped the free photo storage for full-quality images from 5 to 15 gigabytes.
Right.
And I think they have some tools that I really like. The automatic enhance tool.
Uh-huh.
And even more to the point, the picking best pictures. Because when I come back from a trip and I have thousands of shots, I still haven't gone back through my pictures from Australia. It's daunting.
Yeah.
You must have that same experience.
I do. In fact, I don't know. It's like I have more photos than I know what to do
with. So how do you feel about letting Google at least make a first pass at that?
I have no problem with that at all, as long as it's something that I can manage on my iPad as well, because I use my iPad for photo enhancement already.
Right.
And there are a lot of apps that help me do what I need to do. So
let me show you then what you'll want to do, because you can turn this on the iPad as well as Android and other devices. Mm-hmm. If you take pictures on your iPhone or your iPad, you're going to want to go into the home menu. That's the button up here. Press the settings button and then go to the instant upload section. And this is kind of like PhotoStream.
Yep.
Apple's solution uploads all your pictures to a shared photo vault. PhotoStream's unlimited. Got to like that. Mm-hmm. This is limited to, you know, on high quality, but you can select instant upload and turn it on, and it will automatically upload all videos and photos to a private album. This is important.
It's basically
on Google
your Google Cloud storage for photos.
Right. Now, this does not have the option that Android has, which is to choose whether to upload a high quality image or not. So I don't know if it's uploading the full quality or reduced quality image. We should find that out.
I was under the impression that it was full quality.
That it's just automatically full quality?
I thought so.
Okay.
Because the whole idea is then to be able to manipulate that photo. But please, if anybody knows differently, do correct me in the chat room. But I thought it was full quality.
That's great. And then if you go to your photos on Google+, See, now it's not doing what I hoped it would do on the desktop. On the desktop, it picks some of the best photos, makes them bigger. It coagulates some of the images into animated GIFs, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's not doing that on the mobile app yet.
Yeah.
So I hope it starts doing that.
I think that there's an update that we just haven't received yet because the Google Plus app hasn't been updated since April.
Time to update.
It's time to update.
Well, we know Google's doing that work on the back end.
Yeah.
So what it will do is it will look for out-of-focus images. I mean, it's not going to delete anything, but it will pick images that are in focus, that have smiling people, that are of landmarks, that kind of thing. And if you have 18 pictures of the Eiffel Tower, it'll pick algorithmically. As far as I know, there's no human reviewing these.
No.
But the computer will algorithmically pick the best Eiffel Tower, the in-focus pictures, what it thinks are the best pictures, and make them bigger and arrange them in almost a magazine form.
Well,
and, you know, it works great for me.
From Google Voice transcription, we know that algorithms always work really well.
You're being sarcastic.
I am being sarcastic. I'm optimistic about.
I was impressed, and I've only seen it happen once because I just tried it for the first time yesterday. But I was impressed. It actually picked probably what I would have picked as two of my best pictures. Mm-hmm. There was a picture of the three of us, Gina, Jeff, and I. It didn't pick, but when I looked at it, I thought, gee, that really should have picked that. But when I looked at it more closely, it was slightly out of focus.
Okay.
It was jiggled.
So it's Google saying, we know what you want.
It was smart enough.
Before you choose it.
It was smart enough not to do that.
You know what also got some update is Google Now with reminders.
Yeah.
Which is very much like this is not really something that we can show off on iOS, but it's certainly something that mimics some of the functionality of the Reminders app.
Right.
Where it can say, hey, when you're at this location and you want me to push, remember to get the milk because you're where the Whole Foods is, then you can basically tell Google Now to schedule that for you.
They call that geofencing. Mm-hmm. It's something Reminders is. In fact, I think Reminders on iOS is better still. And I will continue to use that over the Google Now reminders. But it's nice that those show up in the Google Now cards. If you have the Google Search app on your iOS device and you've updated it, you'll have Google Now cards anyway. But we still don't. The reminders show up there or they don't yet?
I don't think that that's coming. I believe that that is an Android, aren't we better than iOS type of a thing.
Yeah.
And you've got desktop Chrome search, which is still just for what Google calls desktops and laptops right now. But eventually...
you mean the hot word?
The conversational search.
Yeah, they call it hot word.
Okay, Google.
That is wild.
It is.
And the demo that they did at Google I.O., maybe it was canned. It was too perfect. It was amazing.
Well, obviously, it was about a woman taking her family to Santa Cruz,
but here's
right?
a couple of things that were interesting. So
she
says...
They probably rehearsed it a few times.
Well, you know what's funny? Now, maybe she was lying, but she said this just shipped today. This is a very network adverse environment, so I'm not sure if this is going to work.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she probably had tried it. She said, we're going to go to Santa Cruz, so show me Santa Cruz. It did a search for Santa Cruz. And then she said, how long will it take to get there? And it knew because of her previous search, she meant there meant Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
So it really is getting a little bit more intelligent. And then she says, I don't know how big you have to be to go on the Giant Dipper. Let me ask, how tall do you have to be to go on the Giant Dipper? And it came up with a Siri-style, Wolfram Alpha-style actual answer.
Right.
And it spoke it. This is what Siri promises.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't quite delivered yet. I'll have to play with it. But if it works as well as it did in that demo, boy, that's exciting.
It's very exciting.
It's like HAL 9000.
Especially since, I mean, we all have the ability to use Chrome as a search tool in iOS. So when
can
we
you,
have
would
this
you think
kind
it would work,
though?
Do you think it would do that on the Safari? And
well, in the Chrome app.
Chrome?
Why
so are they going to put it on mobile?
Why wouldn't it? Well,
I don't know.
Apple, and that's really where, I mean, it would be very hard, I guess, for... You know, is Google Now's little lady voice like a Siri in that Apple has to say eventually, okay, well, you can
That's
have our native Maps app,
close.
And then you can have Google Maps.
Yeah.
What happens? I think we have to love the Google version enough, and people get angry enough.
If they take it out.
Like the Maps meltdown.
Yeah.
That they, let us leave it in. Hey, you know what also is going to possibly hurt some of the financial let me send you a payment for that glass of wine that you bought me last night.
Gmail.
Apps. It's Gmail. You can now send money to your Gmail contact through Gmail itself. And that's using Google Wallet. So it's kind of brilliant, right? Because
yeah.
It's like it's going to get so many people to sign up for
Google
Wallet.
You have to have Wallet and you have to use it. Yeah.
You also have to have Wallet if you want to sign up for the new Google Play Music All Access,
right?
Which is not at all a too long of a name for anything. Google Play Music All Access. That's the name of their new music service.
Yeah, which, of course, is just like Spotify or the Zune Pass. I mean, this is not anything new. It's just Google's version of it. And it's not as stylish as RDO. You use RDO.
I do.
I think you... I don't... You think there's anything that would make you want to use this over RDO?
It's funny. The only thing that really bothers me about RDO, because I've said before I love it, is that sometimes you'll get a new album that gets pushed out and you, only certain tracks are available because it's some sort of a deal that the record companies made because they want people to buy the album before they stream it, because the artists get less money when you stream. And if Google has better relationships with, you know, Warner and Universal and Sony, and I guess those are the big three, then... Yeah, maybe they would have a leg up on a Spotify or an RDO for basically what sounds like the same price. It's about $10 a month.
$10 a month. Although, if you sign up before June,
it's $8, right?
$7.99.
Yeah.
Now,
so I definitely will just to try them.
Yeah,
out.
But you ain't gonna be able to do it on your iPad because there's no. You have to do it in the web browser, right?
You have to do it in the web browser. Now, that must be coming to iOS.
I don't think so. They never put a Google Music app on iOS. If you have Android, you know, there's a Google Music app.
Yeah.
And what initially Google Music was very much like iTunes Match. You uploaded your songs. It would match your songs, and you would have a cloud storage of all your music. Amazon does this, too. And then if you had Google Music, and that's, remember, we've talked about this before. There's third-party Google Music apps.
G Music is the big one.
That gave me access to that music, but it wasn't a Google app. And on Android, the Google Music app has now been updated to feature this radio play and all of this. They're very tightly integrated because if there's a song that you own but isn't on the store, it'll play that just as if it was. It'll make a radio station out of it. So they're really getting around the fact that none of these apps have a complete selection of music.
Yeah.
That by saying, well, but whatever you've got plus whatever we have. I think this is not going to be on iOS, and I think that's going to be a bit of a disappointment. Apple has historically been extremely protective of iTunes, and I think that's why there's no Google Music app on iOS. So that's something we may not get.
Music.google.com, Sharpie says in chat, you know, you could make it a bookmark. I guess that would work fine.
I've never tried it.
But then it kind of gets clunky, right?
Does it background play music? Probably not.
Well, let's find out.
Let's.
You should go to...
I have a full setup here. Let's see.
Do it.
I have almost 25,000 songs.
Let's rage. 25,000 songs.
Yeah, and I immediately subscribed. I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to log in.
You have to log in, and if you have two-factor on, then you got to get your little code. And
let's pretend we didn't.
Let's. Thank you, Sharpie. That's great. Now we'll check it out.
I can log in, and you're right. It probably is going to ask for the authenticator code.
But no. I think that this is very brilliant because between sending money to each other via Gmail with Google Wallet and signing up for Google's new music service, which. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people who sign up for this music service. In fact, Ron Richards, who is one of the co-hosts of All About Android here on the Twit Network.
Well, of course, he signed up for it.
Well, no, but he said, oh my gosh, this is the best. I'm canceling my Spotify and RDO subscriptions.
Really? He said it was better?
Immediately. And at first I said, why do you have subscriptions to both? And he said,
somebody get me my phone. I have to authenticate.
He has to authenticate.
Two-factor authentication bites again.
Yeah, it just makes it
I played with it, and I didn't see it was better. Now, it has a radio feature, Pandora-style radio feature. Mm-hmm. It does have, it seems, a leg up on Pandora, but I guess it's because you're paying, and probably Spotify does this. You can just take, you see the cue of what's about to come, you could take songs out. That's kind of nice.
Very nice.
So you can cultivate the playlist, reorder the playlist. It's still doing the radio where it says, well, you like this song, let me play some other songs that are similar that you would probably like, but you can choose ahead of time so you don't ever have to hear that horrible Postal Service song that goes, da, 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 da.
You're so awful. You're a hateful man.
As an example.
Right. Of course.
I love the Postal Service.
Leo loves the Postal Service, as we all know. It's just that he uses it as an example. You know, it's like, grandma can do it.
Could somebody get my phone, Android phone on the, not the Windows phone. That doesn't
Bueller.
Have authenticator on it. Bueller.
Fry.
It uses Flash. Well, if it uses flash, you aren't going to be able to do it.
Screw it.
Thank you, dear.
We're going to talk about flash a little later, but in the show.
Yeah, let me see if I'll authenticate. We'll know momentarily.
We will.
I think the biggest thing, though, is Hangouts.
Absolutely. And Hangouts is a... everybody.
This is a direct challenge to Apple's messages. Direct.
Oh, yeah. But not only Apple's messages, Facebook Messenger.
Everybody.
This is, you know, I think a lot of people up until now thought of Hangouts as, oh, yeah, it's that Google Plus thing. And sometimes you see these people, they're going to be having a conversation about something and it shows up in my stream. And maybe I missed the Hangout and I see this, that it started at 1 p.m. It seemed and sort of continues to sometimes out of place in the social network. Hangouts as a standalone app, particularly on the iPad,
does not use Flash, by the way.
No.
And no, this doesn't either.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Google wouldn't use Flash. No, it seems to work great.
Good. So there you go. You can do Google Music, Google Play Music All Access in your Safari browser.
Yeah, yeah. It's loading my library right now, which is, like I said, huge.
Yeah. So Google Hangouts, what's so cool about it is it's not just about, hey, let's get a bunch of people on video together and talk, and you know, the screens will switch to different video inputs based on who's talking. It's also, if I want to talk to Leo, I can go ahead and chat with him.
Should we try this?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I already sent you a photo. You didn't respond to me.
I didn't install it yet. Hold on. Patience. Well, this,
so you can at
we should
see
mention
mine, Chad.
This is a new application. You have to download it. I already had Google Plus with Hangouts on here. But you now have to download.
So you can see, I had sent Leo a photo. I sent him a little. Whoops. Oh, I sent him a little note that said,
"You
nut," which says, "Just now, if I want to go ahead and say, you know, take a photo, I go ahead and take one really quickly. I can go ahead and send that to him."
So, do you think? I mean, after your first initial experience with this, it is a credible replacement for messages?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, the thing that's missing now is SMS. So messages will also go across a text messaging service.
Sure.
If your friend doesn't have messages installed.
That's true.
This doesn't yet, but Google says it will.
And even if it didn't, I mean, really,
you don't care?
Even if it I don't know. I mean, there are so many of my friends that are on GChat, right? And it's just, you know, it's whatever.
Well, and that's a
Gmail
disadvantage
account.
Of messages. It won't work if you don't have an iOS device, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a big disadvantage.
It's blue versus yellow. Oh, look. The messages are coming in.
Yeah, people are saying they'll hang out with me.
Oh, good.
But I want to hang out with
me.
Somebody attractive.
Well, I'm sure there's
Sarah
some attractive
Lane.
People who would like to hang out with me.
I want to hang out with that Sarah Lane. She's so great.
So here's kind of what's neat about this is you've got here's my settings. You've got notifications, you've got Hangout requests, block people. You can add a variety of accounts, you know, that you go through Google. Jeff here and I have been talking to each other about a future show. Here are my contacts here. I can look and see who's connected. You know, Eileen Rivera, she's always on Google
Talk.
Well,
because she works at YouTube.
Well, sure, but she always was anyway. My friend Ann, my friend Preg. So, you know, you can go ahead and see, like, who's around. You know, let's do a nice little hangout type of a thing. But if it's just Leo and me.
Oh, I'm there.
And I say, I'm going to start a video.
Okay. Now, let me see here.
What's weird?
No network connection.
That's what I'm getting, too. An error occurred. It's probably our dumb
network. All right, let me try chatting with you.
That sounds better.
So this is a FaceTime replacement and a messages replacement.
Yes.
One thing that they point out.
It's video, it's photos, it's chatting.
Yeah, we're having trouble with the network, I guess. One thing they point out, and this is important to remember, is that by default, it keeps everything. Messages will too, right?
Oh, cool. Now I'm calling you.
I hear you. You have a nice ringtone.
Thank you.
Oh, this is so exciting. Look, I can see my face in it.
No, see, look. It's only working on my side.
Video call error. I don't think
You've
I think this
got a video call.
We don't know. Is this our problem? Probably.
Well, I was getting an error and now I'm not. So
I'm getting no network connection.
Well, try again.
I am on Wi-Fi. All messages
looks like no one could make
looks like
it.
All your messages have expired.
Okay, let me I'm going to
No, don't hang up.
Why?
It says touch to join video call.
Well, hold on a second now.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Do you see me?
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait. You're
Why
trying
am I seeing me?
Now?
Why am I seeing me?
Hold on.
I don't want to see me. I want to see you.
I want to see you, too. Wait.
I see you.
Things are happening.
There. It works.
Yay.
Sarah Lane joined the video call. Now, even better, more people can join. Multiple people can join.
Yeah. And bring them in.
Should
bring
I add out, another person?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Gary said
oh
he
Oh, my
would...
God. Something's happening. I'm not sure what that... Oh, that's your hand. Thought it was...
What did you think it was?
I thought it was genitalia. I couldn't tell.
This isn't chat roulette.
I didn't know. You never know.
Genitalia.
Well, not from you. From someone you had added to the...
No,
hangout.
That was my hand.
It looked weird. Take it from me. It was pink and... I don't know.
Never mind.
Heart beating.
Wow. You thought we had a little chat roulette?
Up in
little
here.
Chat roulette. Yeah, a little chat roulette issue.
Yeah.
Here, I'll call you Chad Johnson. Can you accept a call?
Good.
All right, I'm going to add you. Because what I'm curious about is that they said, I'll call you Iaz Akhtar. What they said is you can add multiple people to a call.
Sure.
So, yeah, well, see, it's kind of like Google Hangouts. Oh.
It is Google Hangouts.
It's kind of like Google Hangouts.
You nut.
It works just like Google Hangouts.
It's very choppy. I guess it's worth... Leo added Chad to this Hangout. Okay, cool.
Boy, that's... No
Sounds
wonder you
good.
Thought it was genitalia. That doesn't look
no,
like me at
that.
All.
No, not that. It was when you went up with your hand.
I know,
really,
I know,
just,
I know.
I don't know. You know what? Sometimes I
this
feel
video
like
call has
I
ended.
I ought to get out more.
This video call this, has ended.
This video call is so
it
over.
It is over.
This is over.
Anyway, I think that that's cool. And I do think that that's going to be a challenge to messages,
yep.
to Facebook.
Yep.
Did I say messages?
You did, but I know what you meant.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
Messenger plus messages equals messages.
That actually is something that's always bothered me. Sometimes I'm like, is it...
Messenger or messages?
Messenger. Messages. Where's that N coming from? Can't we have some consistency?
That's why I'm calling it messages.
Messages.
So it's a challenge to messages, it's a challenge to FaceTime,
mm-hmm.
and it's a challenge to Skype. All three, and Google, and this is what I mean, that Google is, I feel like Google is like that freight train that you see in the station, and the wheels go, and it goes really chug, and it's slowly building up steam. I feel like Google's been like that for the last few years, where they've got different pieces, and it's starting to move. But now we're starting to see a little bit of movement, and
yeah.
this train
right.
is starting to move fast. And I think it might be that they've been working on this. Maps is a perfect example. They've been working on this so long behind the scenes that it's very hard for competitors to catch up. That Apple said, oh, yeah, the Google train hasn't left the station. We'll just do Maps. Whoa! So I think that that's a little bit of a concern for the other players in this. Facebook, Apple, mm-hmm. Microsoft with Skype. These are all going to be challenged by the behemoth that is Google.
That's right. And stuff looks good. That's
well,
the thing.
Now that's where I might beg to differ, because I think Google Plus looks great.
Yeah.
Google Music, I think, does not look as good as RDO.
Well, but it looks... better than Spotify. I mean, I don't think it's the sort of thing where people go like,
it's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And really, when it comes down to it, it is about music.
Right.
So, you know, unless you're watching a music video or something.
Right. And it does have the album art.
The flashy stuff.
There's,
yeah,
I guess
you're right. I mean, I really do like RDO's design. And
yeah.
Just before we get off of the Google train, Google Play Game Services will link gaming across Android, iOS devices, and the web.
Cross-platform again.
Cross-platform. So there you go. So the idea is that there's an SDK for game services that iOS and web developers will have access to, as well as Android developers. So, you know, if you have an Android phone and an iPad and, I don't know, whatever laptop you have, then ideally you'll be able to play on a variety of devices and play with your friends.
Roll this out, and I'm saying that's Game Center, and then it's but that's also Xbox Live because you can start a match. It's the leaderboards from Game Center.
Yeah.
It's the saved game data from Game Center. It was it's like Game Center, and then they added some Xbox Live features to be able ability to start a server and to play head to head and pick somebody head to head and stuff like
but
that.
But Game Center is sort of like an app, right? That you. It's sort of connected
well,
to other apps.
Well, isn't it? Because if you're signed in to Game Center, then a game that is Game Center aware
yes.
will automate. So, for instance...
It'll talk to it.
Right. So it saves my high scores across platform and all that. So I think that it's not like Google invented something completely new. They're just doing their version of Game Center, basically.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, before we move on, just want to remind you that you can always go to twit.tv/IPT for all of our links to stuff that we talk about. Even if you see a story that we flash up on the page and you're like, I'd really like to read that rest of that article, you go to any of our episodes. Not only is the video there, plus the links to subscribe to the show, but all of the links of everything that we talk about in each episode. Look at all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff to read. Have you read all of it? If not, get to reading, everyone.
You could use Instapaper, read it later, readability, and
save
it. Yeah,
have it read to you.
Yes.
Read, pocket. Read quick.
See, I did that. Pocket.
Yeah. Pocket that.
Not read it
noise.
Later. Pocket it.
Yeah, pocket it.
Pocket-a-pocket-a. Our show today brought to you by Citrix.
Yeah.
Citrix lets you use your iPad to go to work. Now, and I mean, when I just, I don't mean like, oh, I'm going to work. I mean, go to work. Everything you could do at your office PC, whether it's a Windows or a Mac PC, you can do on your iPhone, your iPad, on a remote computer, anywhere. It's the best remote access for your office computer. Never have to worry about, you know, not being in the office. You won't miss that critical email if there's a file or an image, some data that you need, an OLAP cube you have to download. It's all accessible to you, not just on any computer, but on portable devices like your iPhone and your iPad. The app is free for the iPad. It's called Go to My PC from Citrix. It's completely secure, and that's nice, too. It means you can go onto your desktop computer from your iPad at a sketchy coffee shop or in a hotel and not have to worry about anything being, you know, snooped on. It's completely secure. In fact, it gives you a secure way to surf the net to send and receive email because you go to your office computer and do it from there. I want you to try it free right now. Yes, you can use it at the gym. Yes, you can use it while you're bowling. Yes, you can use it while you're making cookies, no matter what you're doing. That's very strange. Go to mypc.com. Use the offer code iPad. You can try it for 30 days free. And yes, the app is free for the iPhone, the iPad. It is really spectacular. Go to mypc.com. Try it free. Promo code is IPAD.
There was this dating profile. There's a very popular dating profile, like list of questions like, what's the activity that you would most likely want to do on a Friday night?
Yeah.
Or Saturday night or something.
That's appropriate. That's what you want to know
sure,
about somebody.
But like the only question, like the only, it's a multiple choice answer and it's like a ballet, a dance club, bowling, or like the latest hot movie.
They didn't have sit here and pat your cat. They didn't have watch Game of Thrones. They didn't have anything you like to do.
Well, first of all, I like movies. But
movies
it's like,
is good.
But it's like, I mean, I don't know.
Or the ballet.
Like once in a million years,
the ballet.
Maybe I would go to the ballet. I don't have anything against it. But I felt like, you know, it would be nice to say, sure, I don't know that I want to do a movie every Saturday. Bowling is also a, yeah. I don't know,
once in a while.
Few months for someone's birthday, I might go bowling. It's really
but
fun.
You know what they're doing?
What?
It's not for you.
What's
all of these
for?
Questions and answers are for the guys. So the guy gets to tell
like,
you, oh, no, I like it, the ballet. I would go to the ballet with you every week.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so don't trust it. Don't believe it.
I'm considering doing a roundup of iPad apps for dating services.
Are you?
But it's just so awful.
Is it really?
The whole experience.
Oh,
well,
honey.
You know, it's just, it's not. It's, well.
No, it is. It's awful.
One of these days, that'll be one of our themes.
Yep.
And we can all, you know,
the other Sarah Lane loves ballet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She's
that's
a ballerina.
All she talks about. Right. The other one.
The other one.
There's another Sarah Lane up in Napa. She's a photographer.
Really?
Yep.
You wouldn't think there'd be that many.
Oh, yeah. There was a little switcheroo between the two of us at the DMV one year.
Ooh.
Where they said, wait a second.
You haven't paid any tickets.
You already exist.
Oh, that's not good.
I was 16 and I'm like, no, I swear, I really want my license. There was another Sarah Lane that they were confusing me
are
with.
You think their computer system is so unsophisticated that it does not allow for the fact that there may be two people with the same name?
Well, this was, you know, in the 90s.
That's sad.
So.
I wouldn't put it past them.
So I think that, yes.
Oh,
they
no,
were like,
you already exist.
Sarah Lane.
There is a Sarah Lane already. You have to use a new name.
Right, yeah. We can't. No. You're not going to get another license.
Mm-mm-mm.
Something's wrong with that. Hey, the App Store finally reached that 50 billionth download. Kind of exciting.
Yeah, they put the counter on the front page of Apple and it was going zzzz.
Yeah, and the person who won was, what did they get? It was something crazy, like $5,000.
$10,000, yeah.
To do whatever you want.
But
in
what
the,
I didn't realize
in the store.
It was for the iTunes store, but what I didn't realize is you can buy computers in the iTunes store. So you could buy a really nice Mac or something like that, or buy 20 iPads or something like that.
You can.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't realize. Somebody told me, oh, no, they don't just have to buy, you know, 10,000 copies of, you know, I'm a Believer. You can buy other stuff, too.
In the iTunes store?
I'm told that that card could be used at any Apple store.
Oh, Apple
store. Anywhere online.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're like, there's
a lot of apps.
A
lot of songs.
I have to buy some of those, like, lawyer apps for
$300. Some of those expensive lawyer apps.
So, yeah, those expensive lawyer apps.
Yeah.
But, so 20 billion apps per year, Apple now says. On average, that's the kind of growth that we're expecting.
How many?
20,000.
New
I'm
apps.
Sorry, 20 billion.
20 billion.
1,000. 20 megabytes.
They're going to sell 20 billion apps a year from now on.
Download, yeah. I mean, they're not all for sale.
All right, download.
But yeah. Yeah, because it took them quite a bit of time to get to 10 billion. And then to get to 20 billion took a lot less time. To get to 50 billion, again, you know,
right.
we're seeing exponential growth because the apps just keep continuing.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of...
It's amazing.
Apps. Well, this is actually really more speaking of hardware. Square updated its iPad
app
register.
Don't you love this?
I do. It's called the Square Stand.
It's
for merchants.
It's such a good idea.
It's for merchants. And
now, it replaced a cash register, except it has no cash drawer.
Nothing
pops out with money in it.
Right. Can we
show the thing. It's a very nice design, I thought.
So that's the old way.
That's not it.
Yeah.
That's some guy.
There you go. Oh, he's clicking over. Thanks, Chad. The Square Stand looks. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
It's an article about the Square Stand.
But that wasn't it. It's an old article.
Well,
it's like from 2 years ago. So it looks like something out of 2001,
article?
A Space Odyssey.
Oh gosh, did I give you the wrong article, Chad?
And also, our internet's been really slow, so I can't even load the article.
I'm sorry. So, I did give you, because I was doing some research.
So it's a stand. It's like kind of neat. I would like this. I would like it for my desk. It's like an iPad stand, so your iPad's there, and then it kind of curves under, and then it has a slot so that you can slide a credit card, because that's really what Square is all about, is taking credit card payments.
Yeah.
So we've seen that Acre Coffee, our little coffee shop that takes the pay with Square thing. That's geofencing. So when you walk in, it knows you're there. But they have it on a stand. There it is. There it is.
There
See?
We go.
And then you just
slide it
through that. Isn't that cool?
It looks like something Apple made, doesn't
it? It's beautiful.
In fact, I know a couple of the hardware engineers over at Square, and you know a lot of them came from Apple. Square did some Apple coaching of hardware engineers.
Not surprising.
Yeah. So these guys know how to make stuff look good, particularly with the iPad. We were talking about it on TNT the other day. It's, you know, it's several hundred dollars, $299, I believe, right? And Tom said, gosh, you know, is that really what you want? It's like, does it really matter? Like, is it just sort of like this hip thing? And I thought, well, I don't think it's that so much. You know, this would negate the need for the little square dongle that some merchants use, which can be problematic.
I just see that one problem I see is, what do you do if somebody gives you a buck? Where do you stick the dollar?
In the cash drawer.
There's no cash drawer.
Well, but it hooks up, like the software will hook up to an existing cash drawer
so
that's under your...
you could buy a cash register and just not use it.
Well, yeah, you can buy a cash drawer that hooks up with the software solution that you're using at
it.
Your counter.
All right.
But what it also does is, not only does it hook up with a cash drawer, but it'll also... you can, for example, if somebody walks up to the front and says, I want a sandwich, right? It's like the sandwich needs to be made.
Right.
And what that will do is it'll hook up to, they call it like a receipt printer. So back in the kitchen, it prints out basically the sandwich order that someone had ordered in the front room.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's making the sandwich can, you know, it's kind of like that assembly line.
Yeah, you need
thing.
That. Yeah.
And I think it's lovely. It's great. If you want to use Square,
I like Square.
A merchant.
Now, some people are saying it's kind of expensive. Does that mean the upfront cost or just the charged, what Square charges you? How much does it cost?
Well, it's 2.75%.
But that's not expensive. It's $300 for the Square Stand.
What PayPal did the other day, it was sort of in an effort, well, not just in an effort to take a little wind out of Square sales, but just to get its own attention, is PayPal was offering to basically, I think, like waive transaction fees for the remainder of 2013 if you're using their point of sale solution. This is all sort of called point of sale. It's all this, the same.
It's really, though, Square's business is taking credit card payments. And that's really, unless they've added a lot of capability, that's kind of what this does. It's a credit card terminal.
Yes.
But we would have it at our front desk when we charge people to come in. Things like that.
Are we going to start doing that?
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like to watch this fine episode.
How much would you pay now? $5? $10?
No, I wouldn't pay anything.
Not a cent?
I wouldn't pay anything.
Okay, never mind.
That's the beauty of Twit, right?
It's free!
It's free! Come on by!
It is kind of nice to have a business where we don't have to worry about taking credit cards or cash payments.
I'm thrilled about it.
You can leave us bitcoins, but they don't take up any room.
Well, I look forward to what else Square is worth. Because this is obviously, these are for like coffee shops, right?
I'm rooting for them.
Countertops. It's that sort of thing.
I am rooting for them. And
what's
I know that.
What's their next hardware solution? Right. Is it some sort of taxi cab? Because right now, you know, the taxi cab drivers have the iPhone dongle and you do this. And it's like, it kind of works.
Sure. And they could have a dash cam and credit cards.
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, clearly Square is taking hardware seriously, not just software.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
like
we'll
that.
Have to see.
Yeah.
Did you know that BlackBerry Messenger is coming to iOS?
BBM, baby.
Isn't that fun?
Boy, I've been waiting for that for about 10 years.
Although it will not support the iPad when it launches on iOS.
Well, but they'll have an iPhone app.
Yeah. It's annoying, though.
Do you use BBM with anybody?
No.
I haven't used that.
I never really have, but I know that millions really of people do.
Well, a lot of teenagers like BBM.
And BBM is you know, when I was traveling globally a few years ago, so this was like 2006, 2007, I would meet a lot of, you know, international people who lived internationally, and they'd always say, like, what's your BBM?
Right.
And I realized, oh, depending on where you're from, that's just what people do. So I think that this is, you know, kind of, it's welcome for people who use BBM.
You can see its heritage, though, because your BBM address is a number.
Right.
It's like an 8-digit number.
That's right, yeah.
And so you can see it's kind of old-fashioned. And I just think that I think time has passed these guys by.
Mm-hmm.
People don't use, do they still use BBM?
I know people do, but yeah. I think that in general, it's not something that we're all crying for on the iPad. No. Give me BlackBerry Messenger.
I need BBM.
But maybe you know somebody who's just like, that's the only way I'm going to talk to you.
Hey,
and
girl,
if so,
what's your BBM?
You don't have much longer to wait. And then finally, you know what? I was going to talk about how TBS and TNT are offering streaming channels.
Forget
them. Which
you'd be
able to see on the iPad.
What about ABC?
Now, why is it so much more exciting to you? Because there's...
Have you seen what's on TBS and TNT?
Sometimes sports.
Oh, okay.
And if it's a 24-hour live streaming,
right,
that kind of makes sense, right?
Well, let me ask you this, because ABC just pushed out their new watch app.
Okay.
That's what they're calling it. But you have to be in Philadelphia or New York.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to roll it out
soon. Yeah, I didn't even want to talk about it on the show because I'm we can't even show
TNT
you.
TNT and TBS, are they nationwide?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I bet you have to have a cable.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not just going to say, like, hey, why don't you get some free programming? This is all cable subscription based.
Yeah.
This is we talked about this with, what was the.
It's like HBO Go.
Well, sort of. HBO Go is all on demand, but. This is live programming.
Oh, it's live. That is different. You can see the channel.
Well, I talked about something.
CNN?
No, it was like... Yeah. It was like CBS? I don't remember. But they're all doing this now.
Oh, wait a minute.
And this is in an effort.
Cougar Town is on TBS. My favorite show.
Is it?
Oh, I love it.
Courtney Cox just gets better with age, doesn't she?
She doesn't actually age. That's what's so strange about
Courtney. But she's starting to look different, though,
without aging.
How's that work? Mm. I'm sorry, Courtney. You know, I'm probably going to be you in just a few short years.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look different, and everyone's going to say, I know
you already
Sarah
look
did.
Different. I knew you when you were in your 20s. You don't look anything like that, Sarah Lane. You could be a different person entirely.
Holy. You always say to me,
I know,
look
I'm
exactly
teasing you.
The same.
You look exactly the same.
So
you do. You look
pretty.
Exactly the same. You're so pretty.
Yeah,
you're
so pretty. Did you know that space station commander Chris Hadfield, who made that
Oh, ground control to Major Tom. That was so good.
Did you know that he made all of that using GarageBand on his iPad? True story.
He made that on an iPad?
Yeah. He inputted all of his instruments.
Let's see that camera. So he didn't have a camera guy or anything.
He's an iPad dude. That's actually an app called Teleprompt Plus that he would sometimes he'd run for himself when he needed to, you know, be talking to the audience and everything. But yeah, so what he did was he recorded everything to GarageBand, then sent, I guess, the file
They mixed it down on Earth, right?
Then, I don't know, maybe brought it into, who knows what, iMovie or something.
Oh,
like
Apple
that.
Must love him.
Yeah.
That might be, I mean, that is, and NASA must love him because talk about a cool thing about, you know, for space.
If you haven't seen Space Oddity that was, you know, you probably
it came out
have.
Last,
right?
Came out last Sunday.
Yeah.
And we aired it right away on This Week in YouTube because it was just so exciting.
Oh, well, it's the perfect show for
that. Yeah, that's why we got pulled down.
Oh, yeah. Well, so we don't really have to, but this is something... I would prefer not to get the show pulled down as well.
They actually killed the whole channel.
It will be in our show notes.
They just disconnected us from the
internet. Yeah, great. Awesome.
Ground control to Major Tom.
It's really good. It's
And the Bowie publisher and the Bowie family said, go for it. Actually, David's still alive, so he said, go for it. Do it. He knew about it, and he said, this is great.
David Bowie, I think he's like 70. I think I heard that somewhere. That I was like, David, but what? And then I realized... Well, yeah, he's been around a really long time.
Do you know that he was a big fan?
Of?
Tech TV?
No.
He did an interview.
Did he?
Yeah, he said, they said, well, what do you do? He said, I like to watch Tech TV.
But he didn't do an interview with us.
No.
He never
gave us an interview, but he said it to somebody else in a magazine.
Do we think that he meant Tech TV, the channel? Or
we
like,
don't know what
who
he
knows
meant.
What he meant.
I have no idea.
I'd like to think that is true. David Bowie, I love you. Please come.
I know. He's only 66.
Oh. All right.
See, by arrangement, thanks to David Bowie, NASA, Roscosmos, and the CSA.
Oh, that's wonderful. You guys have to go to our show notes for episode 149. That's what episode this is. If you haven't seen this and watch it, you might cry if space is your thing.
Yeah. It really was moving.
It was.
And it was the best version of Space Oddity ever recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you seen the Shutterstock iPad app?
I have.
It's beautiful.
It is really. It's one of the nicest things about having a Shutterstock account because you can browse stuff so easily right from your iPad.
It almost feels like 500px or one of the great photo apps. These are all royalty-free images you can get from Shutterstock. Shutterstock has over 20 million high-quality stock photos and illustrations, vectors, and video clips. Let's see. View. This is one category, world travel. Look at these, are gorgeous. Now, you can literally use these images in your next blog post. Oh, our internet. You could use them in a publication, in a magazine. Shutterstock makes it very affordable. They offer bundles of images if you just need a few. Or you could do what I do. I have the 25 image a day subscription. Great for a blogger. Very affordable. And you can just use, you know, every blog post should have at least one image, right? And so this is it's just really fantastic. The best thing about the Shutterstock, and this is the app, but you could also go to Shutterstock.com. Same thing. The search engine is super cool because you can search not only for a thing, let's say cat, but you could search for,
Kitty.
I could search for not just a cat, but you can narrow it down by gender. You could narrow it down by an emotion. So I could search for happy cats. Boy, our internet... Why is it? It's only during this show.
Is that true?
Yeah. No, it happens a lot.
Okay.
I don't know why it happens. So I'm going to search for, I can do happy cars, too. I didn't know there's such a thing. The search engine.
Happy cars come from California.
This is happy people in happy cars.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, look at, they're all jumping around. Happy-go-lucky.
Oh, yeah, right? So, but that's kind of fun.
It's really useful. Many people, now, you don't need to pay for a Shutterstock account. It's free. You don't even need to give them a credit card. When you do that, though, you can use the app, and you can put stuff in light boxes. The light box feature is super cool. It means that you can... Oh, I'd have to log in here.
If you and I are collaborating, right? It's like,
right.
Hey, maybe we've got a new service that's all about...
It's good for brainstorming.
Keeping in touch with loved ones when you're on a road trip, and you're like, we got to put together some like splash page.
Inspiration. You can do it by color. They have a spectrum wheel.
Yeah.
This is my light boxes. Anyway, it's loading them in slowly. Right now, if you want to visit Shutterstock, do create an account. It's free. You don't need a credit card. You don't need our offer code. But if you decide to buy, we have a really good deal for you. When you decide to buy a package of images or a subscription, 30% off when you use our offer code iPadToday5. That's iPadToday and the number 5 because we're in the fifth month. I just think it's so, so cool. Sophisticated search tools, the Spectrum tool, the shareable light boxes, a great way to collaborate, and an award-winning iPad app that won a Webby Award. It's just really fantastic. Shutterstock, they're a global company all over the world, so you could talk to a customer service rep that speaks your language. Full-time customer support throughout the week. Shutterstock.com. Use the offer code iPadToday5 when you decide to buy.
iPadToday5. While you were talking about the lovely Shutterstock app, J.C. Calhoun, Calhoun in chat reminded us that actually Liam Maklum interviewed David Bowie for Internet Tonight in 1999 on ZDTV.
There you go. Boy, that guy's got a good memory.
Pointed us to a YouTube video.
Scott Harriet and Michaela Pereira.
Isn't that fun?
And Michaela's gone on to bigger and better, hasn't she? She's now working for the big network. There's David Bowie.
He's very attractive.
He is a gorgeous man, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
Nobody looks like him.
No, unique. What's interesting about David is he's always considered himself to be almost a kind of old-timey street busker or entertainer in not the traditional rock and roll sense. His dad was an entertainer. And he said, I only like to do a show once because I've done it now. I want to do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really great guy. I don't know how we got onto that, but.
Well, that's just kind of what happens on this show. We just start talking Bowie, and then you never know. Hey, so we got some viewer feedback, quite a bit of it, actually. Jay Burgoon, who lives in Monument, Colorado, says, last week you discussed why people would watch the show. Why would you watch a show if you don't own an iPad? He says, I started watching via iTunes a year ago as a way to get hands-on usage because I wasn't quite ready to buy an iPad
yet.
No,
it's good. That would be a good reason to watch.
Yeah.
Research.
And he says, thanks to Leo's praise of the iPad Mini, I bought one this January. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
It's the perfect size.
Love it.
Because you convinced him that the iPad Mini was the right way to go. We actually got quite a few emails from people like Jay who say either they're thinking about getting an iPad. They just, like watching, seeing some of the apps that are available for, maybe family members who do have iPads so they can kind of keep up and sound
it's
like they're
to see what you
familiar
can do.
With the app store.
Yeah. You want to see ahead of time what you can do. It makes a lot of sense.
So, again, thanks to everybody who watches. And special thanks to those of you who watch, even if you don't have an iPad, because that must mean you don't hate us that much. Because why else would you do this to yourself?
Not that much,
for
anyway.
90 minutes a week.
Not,
by God.
Not too much.
Right. Michael Cook has a bit of an Ask Leo question. He says, my son does his schoolwork online sometimes. He says, we've tried this out on the iPad. He's able to do pretty much everything required, except once you get to the end of lesson test, we go to the link for the test, which is in Safari. But instead of this fill in the blank test we're supposed to see, we just get a blank page. He says, the end of the URL is /player.php. Is this something that Safari or the iPad can't handle? Now, I polled some people earlier, and the
consensus
was...
Did he give you the URL? Did you go to it and see if it worked?
He didn't give me the full URL, but I have to think it must be a Flash thing.
It could be, but it's not necessarily. It could be that it's Flash.
Yeah.
I would try it on a desktop. Did he say it works on a desktop but not the iPad?
He didn't, but what he was saying, this is, basically his son's trying to do everything on the iPad as far as getting schoolwork
done. Right. Well, that would be a number one problem,
yeah.
Is that nothing that uses Flash will work on the iPad. And it is not unusual to find smaller sites that haven't got the resources to convert.
Some browsers like Puffin and
Skyfire
yeah. will...
So try it in Puffin.
They can handle Flash.
They don't do it well.
No, it's not... We kind of stopped talking about those browsers because it's like they kind of work, but it's clunky.
And most of the world has moved away from Flash or has provided some alternative when you get there, like YouTube. But unfortunately, a smaller site where, you know, it's got some lessons for kids, they may not have the resources. They may have done the whole thing in Flash and then just done the resources. It is also possible that something else is broken, that the page isn't loading fully because the server's not responding promptly. It obviously has to do some calculation to generate that final score. Maybe there's something broken on it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't assume that it's Flash, but that's certainly would be one issue, one potential issue.
Yeah. Leanne Matsumo had written us, I think it was last year, Leanne, and she was asking for some tips on taking an iPad overseas. She said, since it's summertime and folks are about to be traveling soon, I thought I'd pass on a suggestion if, for example, you were going somewhere like Japan. She says, we ended up renting a MiFi from SoftBank.
Good idea.
It cost us approximately $300 for unlimited data for the duration of the trip. She says it was the best thing ever. Now, you might say $300.
But that's for the whole family.
But that's unlimited.
Yeah.
I mean, I know with my Verizon account or AT&T on my iPad, you know, you're going to do... It's going to add up. I mean, unlimited would easily be that much.
AT&T is $250 for, I think, 500 megabytes, half a gig.
Exactly.
So it's that much almost. You, when you went to England, bought a card from Three that gave you unlimited data.
I did. So for the iPhone.
It doesn't work in every country. France, apparently, there's no easy way to do this,
I'm told. I'm probably the one who told you that. Yeah. It's a mess.
So depending on the country, but Japan, that's possible. And SoftBank is the company.
Yeah. She said...
By the way, SoftBank is the company that's buying Sprint.
That's right.
Yeah.
She said, we rented it online. They did a pre-authorized charge on the credit card. She says, when they arrived at Narita Airport, which is in Tokyo, said we went to the SoftBank counter. We picked it up. The employees spoke English, which is, you know, that's just good customer service. And she said, when we left, we just dropped it off again at the counter.
That's great.
Yeah, that sounds like probably one of the... most painless stories I've ever heard.
Yeah, a few years ago when I went to Australia to do the photo shoot with Michael Olin, we went to Tasmania. We bought, I think, four or five Telstra Wi-Fi cards. Same idea, MiFi cards. And that is a really great idea because you can use it on multiple devices.
Yeah.
If it's unlimited, you don't have to worry about it. Right. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So thank you, Leanne. Yeah. Those are always really good stories to pass along because maybe there's some people who now are going to go to Tokyo and they won't even have to worry about
it. And I've seen this link before. My World is putting it up in the chat room. And it is a good link to know about if you're traveling prepaid. withdata.wikia.com is a wiki where people put in each country. There it is.
Oh, it's great.
And you can find pay-as-you-go SIMs. You can find unlimited data SIMs. And it shows which companies offer what for how much in each country. And that's a really useful thing if you're doing any traveling. It's a Wikia page, which means it's a Wikimedia-style page. prepaidwithdata.wikia.com. Thank you, My World.
Love it. Finally, we've got a voicemail from Matthew, who has an app for extracting still images out of videos. Remember that question?
Hi, Leo. Hi, Sarah. This is Matthew in Seattle. In regards to an app that can take a photo from a video stream, the app you're looking for is called Video2Photo, regular spelling of video, the number 2, and then regular spelling of photo. Love the show.
Bye. And that's $1.99.
It's $2. From PacoLabs.com, and I went ahead and downloaded it. So if you wanted to, you know, basically, you've got a video here, and I want to say, like, okay, what's the cutest moment? You can kind of...
That's the advantage you have, because I was suggesting you pause it when you see something you want and do a screen capture, which would work, but this lets you scrub through it in a nice way.
Yeah, so then I say, I want to... send that to my camera roll.
Oh, that's nice.
We're
that's
good
great.
To go.
Very well done.
You know, I was looking at some of the comments in the video to photo app from people. And, you know, again, this is $2. And Leo showed that, you know, you can take a screenshot and get roughly the same. It's sort of the same thing. But I guess with babies or animals or other subjects that are moving a lot, it's like photos are just can be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But if you just take a video for 30 seconds, then you just scrub around and you find that photo that you want to send to everybody. So people actually, this is actually a somewhat common solution.
Well, it's a great solution to
get the shot.
The limitation is video is not as high res as the still shot on the iPhone or the iPad.
Right.
But it's a great solution. Android phones are starting to do this. My HTC One does what it calls a Zoe. It takes a 3-second video, and you'll see this more and more, and I'm sure somebody will do this on the iPad. 3-second video. And actually, the video is a little bit lower quality than it would normally be, but it gets 20 stills out of that 3 seconds, and you pick the one you like the best, and those are full-quality stills. So on the iPad and the iPhone, it kind of it keeps the quality of the video. Well, I guess it actually does lower the quality of video. In order to shoot video, you can't shoot it at the same resolution you would a still picture. But some of these more modern devices have enough horsepower that they can give you full quality still pictures as well as shoot video.
It's just fun to do this in slow motion too.
I think that's cool.
Look at Sam.
So you have kind of almost frame by frame control. Get your hands off me, human.
I gotta put this kid in the movies.
I am not your puppet. Actually, he seems to enjoy that quite a bit. Do you do that a lot?
Oh yeah, he loves it. This is our morning routine. If you ever want to know what I look like preparing for TNT every morning, that's it.
Except it's Tom, not the cat. But other than that,
God. Thank goodness he moved to LA. I did not like him in my lap all the time. My goodness. No, it's me and Sam, and I'm trying to do it all. And yeah, it's just like
it's adorable.
Peek into my world.
Adorable. I love that I'm tuning in. I'm sitting in the Google I/O keynote yesterday, and I'm listening and. And it's going to start. I could see the counter on the wall, and it's counting down. It's
right.
10 minutes. And I hear Sarah go, I'm going to go get coffee. And I thought, I hope she means in the kitchen. You went down to the coffee shop.
I did.
Got a cup of coffee, got back in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you said that was longer than usual because there was a line.
There was a line. I'm serious. I live right next to a coffee shop. That's the beauty of it. If you only should take me 4 minutes round trip.
That's awesome.
I know.
Is it good coffee?
It's Sight Glass. It's delicious.
That's why you chose that apartment, because it's next door to Sight Glass. That's the real truth. Now I know.
That's most of the reason. There are a lot of things wrong with my apartment.
But that's not one.
But I've got Sight Glass. They all know me by name now.
Does it smell like coffee?
I bumped O'Malik out of the mayorship, too. Mmm.
Oh.
That's right.
MG. He's going to be on Twit on Sunday. I'll have to tell him about that.
Yeah. Oh, he knows.
Oh, he knows.
He's well aware. Yeah,
he's mad.
He's mad about it. Hey, we love hearing from all of you. Thanks to everybody who writes us and leaves us voicemails and sends us cool links and videos.
You guys rock.
You do rock. You can write us at iPadToday at twit.tv. You can send us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD like Matthew did. Thank you again, Matthew from Seattle. You can send us a video. Just send it because you help us build the show each week and we could not thank you enough. I would try, but then I would just be saying thank you for the rest of the day. Nobody needs that. Hey, Leo.
Yes, I was just listening to an audiobook. I apologize. I'll stop right now.
So I listen to a lot of hip-hop.
What do you listen to? Just out of curiosity, which hip-hop artist?
Oh, I like them all.
Really?
Now that I have Sirius Satellite Radio, the hip-hop channel 44.
Oh, they got some
44.
Good stations. Yeah, I love that station.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I find that hard to believe.
Listen to it all the time.
Quite graphic.
Whoa, okay.
But I gotta know what the kids like.
Yeah.
But no, actually,
that 50 Cent is a great singer.
Oh my gosh.
I love
painful.
50 Cent.
It hurts my heart so much to have you do this. It hurts me. But he actually has a really good song out right now.
Does he?
It's a duet with Kendrick Lamar, and I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
We'll play it next. Actually, we can't.
It's probably on the new Great Gatsby movie.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our show today brought to you by the other thing you do in your car.
Yeah.
Audible.com.
Right. That's the third thing. What?
If you're doing a lot of driving, you're frisky today. You're in a frisky mood.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
The day of frisk.
The day. if you are in your car, if you're at the gym, I think if I had to pick one thing that's the most boring thing in the world, it would be the Stairmaster or a treadmill. It's even worse. An hour on the treadmill is an hour in hell. It's uncomfortable. You're running hard, but you know what makes it easy? Plug in some Audible, and you're listening to a book, and it takes you away. You're running, but you're running through the fields as the Outlander chases you or whatever it is that you're listening to. I just think it's a whole different experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being stuck in traffic and the car's going a mile an hour, it's horrible, unless as you're you know, in this car, stuck in traffic, you're listening to the latest from Dan Brown, Inferno, and you're caught up in the mystery. Do you love The Da Vinci Code? It's the fourth of the series is out now. I can't wait to read this, too. The HBO movie is coming out, Behind the Candelabra. It's based on this book.
Oh,
My
cool.
Life with Liberace. Cannot wait to read Scott Thorson's book.
Oh, I love
That's out on audible.com. There's so many great... I know, I love it. Celebrity gossip's great on Audible. Mysteries are great. Thrillers are great. But there's also stuff you can learn. I listen to a lot of history, biography. There's just something about having
it's not just like New York Times fiction bestsellers.
It's all sorts of great stuff.
They have 900,000 titles.
Yeah, 10 and a half things that no commencement speaker has ever said. Look, if you scroll down a little bit, there's Kurt Vonnegut's commencement address. If this isn't nice, what is? Advice for the young. How do you like that?
Yeah. And it's 2 hours and 23 minutes, so it's like it's great for a road trip, you know, the next time you got to pass some time.
I'm telling you, I love Audible, and you will too. That's why we've arranged a special deal, a free book for you. All you have to do is visit audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. You'll be signing up for the Gold account. That's the book a month plan. Strictly speaking, it's a credit a month, but 99% of the books are a single credit. Some of the really long books are more than one credit. You're going to go through these books. You're going to look at the Audible library, 100,000-plus titles. Pick your first book. Pick something good. Because what I want you to do is understand, there's The Great Gatsby. Be good to read that before you see that abomination. The new David Sedaris.
That's in my movie draft.
Is it?
Everyone go see it.
Oh, it'll probably do very well.
It's doing okay.
Really?
It's not doing Iron Man 3 numbers.
Did you have Iron Man 3?
No.
Who had Iron Man 3?
Brushwood.
See, it's not fair. So it's a draft, so he just got there first because you would have picked it.
No, it doesn't work that way. Oh. He decided that he wanted to spend the most.
Oh, it's expensive.
Yes, that's right.
Who's winning right now?
He is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Audible, see? He's another Audible listener. That's what I'm telling you. Audible is the secret weapon for brains, for smarts. Audible Podcast, seriously, he loves Audible. Audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Right now, get your free book. You can quit in any time in the first 30 days. You'll pay nothing, and that book is yours to keep forever. But I'm pretty sure you're going to keep listening once you start. By the way, with subscriptions, you also get a daily copy of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal read to you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you really can stay up to date with what's going on. Audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. The new did you read The Kite Runner? Oh, that's a great book.
I didn't.
Oh, what a great book. Khaled Hosseini, who wrote that, has a new one coming out. May 21st and The Mountains Echoed. A lot of people are talking about that. That's another example. The big bestsellers, the big books, they tend now to come out in Audible at exactly the same time as they hit the bookstore, which is great.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're never, like, left out of the conversation. Do people still go to cocktail parties? Is that even a meaningful phrase anymore?
Of course.
Really?
Are you kidding?
You young
kidding?
People, you still have cocktail parties?
Of course.
Really?
What? I mean, drinking cocktails is...
it's a party, but you call it a cocktail party.
Yes. I wouldn't say that I'm having a cocktail party, you know, once a week or
anything.
Come
on over, I'm having a cocktail party.
Yeah.
I thought that was like had gone out with dial telephones.
Certainly not.
Okay. Good
to cocktail know. Parties are alive and well. Why do you ask?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I'm saying that's what we used to say is... It's good to have, you know, to read books because then it's good for your cocktail party conversation.
Oh.
It gives you something. If everybody is there
totally
talking about The Great Gatsby,
you
have a certain advantage if you have something to say. Otherwise, you stand there going, I don't know. I didn't
read
that.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
I didn't see the movie. I don't know.
Good.
How about that Johnny Carson, though? He is funny. Did you see him last night? See, they don't do that anymore either.
No, because...
Why are you wearing a big-ass crown?
Oh, Leo, I didn't even realize it
was
on
my head.
Did
you just have a bite of margarine?
That's so weird. No, I'm going to be Slick Rick for Halloween. I'm just kind of like, trying it on, you know?
I like it. And
the big sapphire
in the front.
I should be. I just need some chains and a tooth.
Is he a wrestler?
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Oh.
Slick Rick the Ruler. Oh, my gosh. There's so much to learn. So much to teach
Does
you.
Does he know that 50 Cent fellow?
Yeah.
Because I like him.
They're kind of from different eras. But this is the part of the show where Leo and I put on our app caps.
Yeah.
And we crown two apps, our app cap award winners. We don't really have award, you know, like Oscar little things. Probably should have them.
We should start that. Our year-end app cappies.
Yes.
Let's
we
do
should,
it.
You know what we should do? An awards show.
The Appies.
An annual Appies.
All right.
All right. Now you've done it. Now I got to do it because, you know, I'm the one who's going to put the jam.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing anything. I'll just you're sit not, here and collect the money.
You're not doing anything.
Somebody got
to
do that.
I'm about to cheat. I'm about to cheat, and I'm about to go off the reservation because mine is not an app at all.
Oh, are you crunked?
I'm getting crunked. I'm getting seriously crunked.
You're not. You can't you can't do an app cap that's not an app.
But I'm about to. Because what are you going to do? Stop me?
Yeah.
No, you're not. It's a Google Easter egg that you can access via Safari on your iPad.
Okay.
And what you type in to the search is Atari Breakout.
Oh, look.
Then
Wait a minute. That's so cool.
Then you choose image search.
Yeah.
And guess what you've got?
One of the images is an actual Breakout game.
That's right.
You know who wrote that?
I don't, actually.
Steve Wozniak.
Did he?
And then Steve Jobs brought it to Atari in under budget and under time and collected a bonus and didn't tell Steve about it.
I actually, for whatever reason, did not know that
story. Yes, yeah.
I used to
what is with the bricks, though? Do they have writing on them?
Well, because it's an image search. Get it?
No.
It's like a visual representation of
those are images?
Yeah.
Those are the images. You're playing Breakout with the images in the image search.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I'm not terrible at this game. I played a lot of Breakout when we used to have an Atari 2600 at home.
Wow, wow, wow.
And
it's a good game. Isn't it a good game?
Well, because it's like...
It's so much easier than Pong.
Well, there's just... It's sort of like, you know, it's... Just
there you go. That's what you want. That's what you want. Oh, you got the big Breakout, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love that.
What would a hip-hop person say there?
He'd eat a sandwich.
He would say...
You say...
Bing, bang, ding, dang, for shizzle, manizzle.
Okay.
We are still in it.
Yeah. I'm not going to... Anyway.
You're not going to say that?
Well, no, it's I love when that happens.
What would 50 Cent say right now?
He'd say... Love it or hate it.
That's free.
Underdogs on top.
So you do a search app for Atari, a search for Atari Breakout on Google.
That's right. And
you
then
do it right in the Safari Google box.
Yeah.
Pick the images.
Exactly. And they just make sure it's image search rather than web search.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little Easter egg.
Image search. And then is it the first image?
Might as well be an iPad app.
Is it the first image?
Yeah, it automatically loads.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's too legit to quit.
Isn't it?
Parents just don't understand.
No. And, you know, girls ain't nothing but trouble.
Holla. I ain't your holler back, girl.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. Okay, so what's your iPad app cap, Leo?
I'm going to show you something a little more serious, Sarah Lane. How about business, small business accounting on an iPad?
Oh.
Did you think you could do that? The guy who developed this was in studio during TWIT. And he said, can I show you Kashoo? Kashoo. Sounds like sneezing, but it's not. Now, it says free. Don't be deluded, because if you scroll down at the top in-app purchases, it's going to cost you a little money to add features like unlimited transactions, $50, things like... But it's cloud-based. This is just a fabulous application. Invoicing, customer statements. It is double entry accounting. It's full, if this is who it's for. If Quicken is not enough for your small business, but QuickBooks is just like a little overkill, this is so much easier. So it's called Kashoo. You'll need to create an account to do it. It will do all of the, charts, the balance sheets, everything you need to know. Here's a sample business. We can show you kind of some of the things that you're going to see here, and we'll save that out. You got your banking statements, you got your invoices, you got your expenses. It couldn't be easier to use. If you've used Quicken, you'll say, hey, I kind of recognize that. Full reports. This is true business accounting, and I think what I'm just kind of thrilled that this kind of, you wouldn't have thought an iPad would be ideal for an app like this, but in fact, I'm really thrilled to see that there are apps like this on the iPad. So take a look. You could try it for free. You can look through the sample stuff for free and then buy what you need through in-app purchases, which I also kind of think is pretty darn cool. That's a smart way to do it.
Absolutely.
Give people a chance to try before they buy. K-A-S-H-O-O. I don't know if it's Kashoo.
Kashoo.
Or Kashoo.
Or Kashoo. Oh, I see what you're saying.
See, like cash?
I bet it's Kashoo.
I think he said Kashoo, but I don't know.
Well, I think he probably doesn't mind either.
Such a thing exists. It's so good.
KASHOO.com if you want more information.
Yeah, you can also look at their website, yeah. And it's cloud-based, so the you could use it in the in a web browser as well.
I'm going to take a picture of how ridiculous I look right now.
You look great. You look like, what's his name, Slick Rick?
Oh, wait. Slick Rick, yeah.
Slick Rick?
You look like Slick Rick.
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows him.
He's got the bling and the thing.
Yeah, the bling and the thing.
Yep.
Wait, Chad, go back to a single.
Hey, we're just doing a show here. Don't mind us. Don't mind us. What are you wearing on that t-shirt? It says Richmond SF.
Richmond Brawlers.
Brawlers.
What is that? Established 1870.
Are you in a gang?
Beer Town.
Oh, dear.
There's nothing about this shirt I don't like. Everything's there. All the food groups are represented. You know what I mean?
You're a little gangsta.
1800s. Richmond.
All right, Shorty. Let's move on.
All right, Shorty. Let's go party.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us on this edition of iPad Today. It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We're going to be...
I look like I'm in the VFW. You look like a rap star. It's just exactly how it should be.
What's new? Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week on iPad Today.
Oh!